Gather the Spirit is the name of the curriculum that we use with the children the first part of the year. So I'm going to read you a little bit about what it was. Gather the Spirit is an 8-session multi-generational program. It teaches stewardship with a focus on water. Stewardship can take on many forms, such as donating money to congregations or to causes that we care about, or volunteering in our local communities. Perhaps today, there is no more compelling focus for our stewardship than the clean, drinkable water all life on Earth requires. Through a lens both scientific and religious, using activities a wide range of ages can do together, Gather the Spirit addresses the importance of water, the inequity of access to clean water, and actions we can take as Unitarian Universalist stewards. It asks, can water sources be owned? Why is clean water scarce in some parts of the world? If clean water is abundant where I live, what difference does it make if I conserve it? What can I do to promote global water equity?
So this is a ceremony that we're going to do called Flowers on the River. This ceremony from our water curriculum honors individual beauty as well as the power of collective beauty in a group of people. Each individual flower symbolizes how each of us has a unique and needed contribution to give to our community. And in our community, we need lots of different kinds of flowers. When we want to solve a problem, we use many people's different mental, physical, and economic gifts to make all our lives better. Now we will float these beautiful flowers in our river there as we send our thoughts of peace out into the world. And so this is for children and children at heart.
You may have noticed that I took a little scoop of water out of the Joys and Concerns bowl, and I watered this little plant, who the children named Everest, because that plant is going to grow as big as Mount Everest, we think, because the grandmother plant in my house is up to the ceiling. And if you would like to participate in that after the service, feel free to come up and water Everest with the Joys and Concerns water. This is something we do every week. And yesterday, some of you may have noticed there was a sun dog. Y'all know what that is? Yeah. No, it was incredible. It is a light rainbow-colored circle around the sun. And it was there for about an hour. So, miracles are around us everywhere. Now I'd like to introduce the curriculum that we use in the second part of this year called Circle of Trees. And Circle of Trees is another multi-generational program. It nurtures deep connection with trees, nature, and all of Earth's living creatures. The program uses trees as an entry point to understand and connect with all life on Earth. Across many cultures, trees are recognized as a symbol for life. For example, the biblical tree of life. Even young children understand trees as sustainers of life, fundamental engines of life on Earth as we know it. Trees create and purify the air that we breathe. They house and provide resources for living creatures, including us humans. And they bring us peace, joy, and delight.
And now I'd like to recognize the volunteers from the Adult Lifespan Religious Education. And initially I thought, well, I'll identify everyone by name, like Marie did. She had one name. Well, I have two pages of names here, and instead of going through all of them one by one, I think what I'll do is go through them by category, and as you hear your category call, I'm going to ask you please to stand. So first, what I'd like to do is recognize the Lifespan RE Committee members. I think we have one here today. Two. That's you. I'm going to watch and I'm checking my list to make sure you stand. But thank you. Thank you for being part of that committee. And members of the Religious Education Assessment Task Force. This is a group right now that's studying how do we do the best job we can do at providing religious education. So would members of the task force please stand? Okay, thank you. Now, guest presenters for our children's RE or adult RE classes. No. I was one. David was one. Bill was one. All right. Anyone else? All right. And substitute teachers for our religious education program, for our children's religious education program. Funny. And Amanda is not here. Okay.
She is. She is here. One.
Oh, Amanda. Yes. I'm sorry. And Our Whole Lives Sexuality Education. Laura Mensch. Thank you, Laura.
Ita and Heather Musselman are also.
Ita was also involved in that. Ita, I'm sorry, isn't here today. Now, Adult RE. All right. Everyone who has either hosted, presented, or been a contact person for adult religious education, please stand. This should be a pretty significant group. Who's hosted? Who's had it at their homes? Mike, didn't you have it at your home? The men's group? The women's group? That's right. Okay, there we go. We're getting people standing. Good. Thank you. And this is another one that you may not think about, but we've had three multi-generational worship services this year. And multi-generational worship services are actually part of our religious education program. It educates all of us. So all of those who assisted with a RE or a multi-generational worship service this year, please stand. She left. You were there. And finally, I want to have our RE staff stand because they make our program possible. And I want you to think about those you saw standing, because without the volunteers, the reality is we don't have a religious education program, and it is such an important part of our fellowship. Thank you all for investing your time, your effort, and your heart in religious education.